Hello everyone, my name is Miss Lalita Dorinda Williams, the author of Be Strong, Stay Strong, and Escape from Hateland. My most recent publications is a series entitled Contemplating a Sip of Satan's Sweet Tea. All of them have the same title but different subheaders. Well, tonight's Keep It Simple series episode is entitled Mama's Not Always Right. Again, this Keep It Simple series episode for tonight is entitled Mamas Are Not Always Right. If there was to be a subheader for this subject, it would be those in positions of leadership and authority are not always on point. And a reason tonight's Keep It Simple series episode is entitled that is because there are some individuals who grow up hearing their parents give the most awesome advice in the world. That is a staple in life that assists them along the way. Regretfully, there are some people who was raised by those who were ratchet. I mean, like, really, really out there. And the advice they got from that particular parent was just contrary to the norm, social etiquette. It may have been criminal. But what do you do when you're getting advice from a parental figure who appears to be on top of their game, but it is laced with infidelity and discord and just a bunch of mess and gossip and drama? What do you do with that? Do you still just go ahead and take what they say as Bible, and then you turn around and make a mess out of your life as well? Point in case, there was one particular parental figure who happened to be a woman, and she basically felt that nothing's wrong with cheating on her spouse with whoever. Nothing's wrong with that, and her excuse was that her mama did it too. Well, just because your mama did it doesn't mean that it's right. Or there may have been a misunderstanding with her and her spouse. And so she would just literally verbally attack him and bring up every single thing he's ever done wrong. But if you mention, you know, something from the past, not in a derogatory way, but as far as history, then she gets so upset and angry and accuse a person of trying to start stuff when she do the same thing to her spouse over and over again. I'm not saying two wrongs make a right, but it was just basically something that came up in general conversation. Last but not least, this same parental figure had the audacity to basically defend why they were doing what they were doing and saying that it's okay. I had to kindly remind this individual that, look, heaven is not full of women. Women go to hell just like men, and heaven is not full of women. They have to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior just like men if they want to make it into heaven. Person wasn't hearing me. The reason I entitled this topic Women Mamas Are Not Always Right is because the person just kept referencing their mother. My mother this, my mother that, my mother this, my mother that. My mother did this, so I'm doing this. My mother did that, so I'm doing that. The only thing the person said that they really did not want to do that their mother did was that their mother would just come in fussing and complaining and fighting all the time, and they would just try to do whatever they could to appease their mother. But guess what? as they got older, they ended up doing the exact same thing, just coming in fussing, complaining, angry, upset, being a brawler all of the time. And what I think it is I think that the person just did not learn how to cast their care on Christ because he cares for them. They were caught up into the emotion of church, but wasn't really taught or learned how to rely on him, depend on him, release all of that animosity, anger, frustration off on him. So I said all of that to say this. There are some things that we have learned from parental figures that is awesome. And even if they did not teach you the greatest thing to assist you along the way, at least you can still learn by watching what they did do and learning what not to do. So, homework assignment: evaluate what your parental figure may have shared with you growing up and as an adult, and draw the line of demarcation. Was it healthy advice and sound wisdom, or was it worldly advice and a little on the ratchet side? And then you decide, based upon the clear cut lines in society regarding etiquette, if it is within your best interest to follow that path and where you believe it will lead you. I guarantee you, even if you do not agree with the things that they have shared, if it's on the ratchet, worldly side, at least you can see the opposite of that to find how to go about things. It may seem like you're going to start off on the wrong end, but I guarantee you, with faith in God and application of what you're supposed to do, along with patience, eventually it will take you far. Well, that concludes my Keep It Simple series episode for the week. If you would like to know more about me, you can follow me on a plethora of avenues. There's God-Given University Publishing, LLC on Instagram, as well as Facebook, and webpage, which is ggupllc.wordpress.com. You can also follow my author page on Facebook, which is Be Strong, Stay Strong, or my author web page, which is laletawilliams.com, laletawillims.com. Well, until I record again, cast all of your cares upon Jesus Christ, because he cares for you. And stay prayerful. It changes things, for real.